Vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Cause. We'll also talk about community events that's happening in and around Bartlesville and our surrounding areas. Garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, fundraisers for your church, cool club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit. And we'll always talk, like I said, about community events. Our time now is 9:17. With that, I'll be right back.
Custom audio, video design, and installation with a personal touch. The Audio Video Doctor, Mike Dutcher, can create a custom entertainment package to meet your needs and your budget.
Sometimes I'll come to a home and a guy will have a receiver and some older speakers, and the older speakers don't sound so well, but just upgrading the speakers only and keeping their existing receiver can do wonders for a home entertainment system.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206, the Audio Video Doctor.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KREG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Speedy Drinks, and KFC, all in Bartlesville. CV's in Dewey and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KREG.
Join us weekday mornings for One-on-One with a Professional on K1AM 1400, 95.1, and 93.3 FM. Tune in at 9:30, the second and fourth Monday for City Matters. First and third Mondays at 9:30, Bartlesville Health and Rehab will be in. Tuesdays at 9:30, tune in with Dr. Carrie Williams from Med Club Bartlesville for Health Talk. The first Wednesday at 9:30, Green Country Village Senior Living Community will talk about senior living. Join OKM Music on the first Wednesday day of the month at 9:45 for entertainment info. On the first Wednesday of the month at 9:45, Regent Bank will be in. On the second Wednesday at 9:45, go one-on-one with Dewey City Manager Kevin Treese. Join K1 Car Talk with Dungeness Family of Autos every Thursday morning at 9:45. Fridays at 9:45, join us for Bruin Bus with Thad Dillback. Keep informed with One-on-One with a Professional exclusively on K1.
BartlesvilleRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community and around the world. Click on BartlesvilleRadio.com and check out local and national news, upcoming events, lost or found animals, listener birthdays, anniversaries, up-to-the-second real-time reports, the latest news, weather, market news, and local sports scores and schedules. If it's on the air locally, it's on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com.
Shop at home, have a Green Country Christmas. There are drawings, cash, and prizes you can win. When you shop the stores with the green tree on the doors, you get more of every dollar that you spend. Shop at home, have a Green Country Christmas.
Businesses, the holidays will be here before we know it, and now it's a time to get ready. Sign up for the ever-popular Green Country Christmas promotion presented by K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM, along with Bartlesville and Dewey businesses. We'll give out green tickets and thousands in cash and prizes. Call me, Myra, at 918-336-1001, and let me show you how you can be in the green, too, for Green Country Christmas 2021.
Our pattern supports pleasant weather for Bartlesville and southern Kansas, northern Oklahoma over the next day or two. We do have a storm system that's not too far away. This is an area of low pressure aloft across portions of Arkansas. It'll bring a few clouds nearby today and tomorrow, maybe even a small shower extreme eastern Oklahoma on Wednesday. This system leaves the region Thursday and brings warm weather back. We'll be back in the lower 90s Friday and Saturday. High temperatures today near 80. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. Right now, it's sunny skies, beautiful out, 59 right now, and looking for that high of 80 or 81 today, with a low of 50 this evening. And then tomorrow,
Partly sunny skies with a high of 79 with a low of 55. And Thursday, about the same, high of 84. Partly sunny skies with a low of 54. You're listening to Consumer Calls. Our time now is 9:21. And seeing no phone calls at this point, I'm going to go ahead and go to our Oklahoma Energy Report, a three-minute report, and then after that, we'll do our doggone report.
Here's the latest energy news from the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. I'm Dave Lanning, powered by OKEnergyToday.com. November West Texas Intermediate crude and November gasoline prices posting moderate gains Friday, with gasoline at a one-month high. Crude prices rallied Friday on a weaker dollar and better-than-expected U.S. economic data that shows strength in energy demand. The OPEC alliance will meet today to discuss its next monthly increase in crude production, and that's scheduled for November. Last month, the group agreed to boost its October crude output by 400,000 barrels per day. November natural gas prices on Friday posting sharp losses on negative carryover from Thursday, when weekly EIA natural gas inventories rose more than expected, easing supply concerns. Also, NOAA has forecast above normal temperatures across most of the U.S. for October, which should curb demand for natural gas as heating fuel. Maxar on Friday forecast above normal temperatures from the Midwest to the East Coast from October 6th through 10th, which should curb heating demand for natural gas. Fears of a supply crunch in the natural gas department this winter, pushing natural gas prices up to a 7.5-year high Tuesday. An increase in U.S. domestic natural gas usage this summer due to above-average temperatures and the impact from several Gulf hurricanes have limited the buildup of U.S. natural gas supplies. Now, checking those prices at the close on Friday, November West Texas Intermediate crude down 13 cents, $75.75. December down 13. $75.45. December Brent crude was down 9 cents, $79.19. And January down 10, $78.43. November natural gas was up 19 cents, $5.81. December up 19 cents at $5.95 per million BTU. That's your look at your energy. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.
Sometimes reaching your healthy, active goals can be like climbing a tall mountain. But making progress simply starts with one step. Invite one friend to play a game. Break into a spontaneous dance party once in a while. Learn a cool new activity and practice it to get better. One new move a week is all it takes, and soon you'll come out on top. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 7th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 15,800 head to sell, 2,700 yearling steers, 2,300 yearling heifers, 5,200 weaned calves, 3,600 calves on cows, and over 600 bred stock. All the auction details available at SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
And it's time for a doggone report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on our report, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the community tab. It'll drop down. Then highlight the doggone report link. Click on it. Open it up. And you can see what we have there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the submit tab. It'll open up. And there's a form you fill out. Answer questions. Give us as much information as you possibly can. At the end, you have the opportunity to upload a picture if you'd like. And then once you hit that submit button, it does not go to the website. It does go to us. We take care of what we need to, and we send it on its way. Now, you can still call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. You can also email me, Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Attach your information and a picture, and I'll be more than happy to get to it as quickly as I can. Nothing to report today, that's a good thing. But when we do, when you do have something to report, please go to our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. It's a free service.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWOM.
And welcome back. It's time, 927 is our time right now, 59 degrees. And it's time to tell you about our Maple Street Meat Market poll question. Is it too early to get ready for Christmas? Let me know. I don't think so. Let me know what you think by calling 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link. Or go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page and cast your vote there. And our poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Again, is it too early to get ready for Christmas? I say no. And let's go to our phone lines. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning. With regard to the Maple Street Meat Market poll question of the day, no, it's not too early to get ready for Christmas. However, it's way too early to start decorating.
Okay.
But thinking about plans, et cetera, it's time.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I agree. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Our time now is 9:28. Today's Maple Street Meat Market poll question is it too early to get ready for Christmas? Two of us say no, but however, we do restrict that it's too early to decorate for it. I totally agree. Call me 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link or go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page and vote. And the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. And again, is it too early to get ready for Christmas? What do you think, Tom?
It's never too early.
That's what I'm thinking. It's never too early. Good man there. Anyway, I am about out of time for any more consumer calls, but I'll be back in tomorrow at the same time. That's 9:10 till 9:30 on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3 and now serving the Osage County 95.1. Have a beautiful day. Talk to you tomorrow.
When this awesome, marvelous God whispers in your ear, it is not to lead you to destruction. It's to lead